Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Friend moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sheely fields it and throws to third for the out. Feller moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Feller moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to second. Strickland drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Strickland. Sheely moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fain moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Dobie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Dobie reaches second base with a double. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tipton is called out on strikes. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland is walked intentionally. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Owen Friend. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Feller bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Smith moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 4 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.